Welcome into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, along the way, if you have any questions for the good doctor, feel free to give us a call at any time throughout the broadcast. 806-745-5800. You can text in as well, 806-745-5800. Well, it's good to have Dr. Ben Edwards back, Melody Wilkes, health coach as well.
Hello.
And good morning, good doctor. How are you?
Good morning, my fine friends. Good to be back this new year.
Hey, my terrain was put to the test.
Mine was too.
My terrain was put to the test. Everybody in my house was sick.
Not me, though.
Yes,
my
you were.
My terrain was great.
You got it the third time.
Oh.
If lightning were out, I'd be scooting back.
Well, the question is who's not sick, right? I mean, I'm not sick now, but she's right. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Everybody, and again, this is still going on with the flu season. Yeah. I've never seen it this bad.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have flu. We had the upper respiratory crud. That's the other component to this. There's a lot of that floating around right now. And
flu-like viruses. And yes. Most people that had the flu, they think they had the flu. It's really a flu-like virus. So there's this whole spectrum of these different viruses. Some are influenza viruses. Some aren't. You know, there's 200 different influenza viruses.
Right.
10,000 flu-like viruses. Three of those 200 influenza viruses get put into the flu shot. This year they missed it. I think they said it's maybe 10%. Probably it's going to be worse than that. Effective.
Do you buy into, though, the idea, because I see all these other medical doctors on television and elsewhere saying things like, well, it's good that you have it anyway, and you ought to get it now because anyway, it will help increase your overall immunity, and if you do come down with it, then it helps the symptoms are less if you have the shot.
I haven't seen the statistics that bear that out. I haven't seen the research that bears that out. What I have seen research is that getting consistent flu shots every year decreases your immunity to flu-like viruses. And since flu-like viruses are what most people deal with, we need to be concerned about that.
But what do you say to older patients and the younger that always constantly are constantly saying, hey, if you're an older adult, say after the age of 60, it's prerequisite. You just get it no matter what. Take it every year.
The very old and the very young are the ones that are most susceptible to all these different infections. But why are they more susceptible? Because their immune systems are less,
aging.
Yeah, aging, or they're immature, either one, and their terrain in general is taking a hit, especially as we get older. I mean, our terrain is affected by so much stuff. I'm glad y'all started the show with this because that's what we need to focus on. It's all about the terrain. It's not about the bug. It's about the terrain.
Yeah, I kept hearing that in my head while I was trying to treat everybody at home.
Pasteur and the germ theory took a hold, and everyone ran with it. And it turns out that Claude Bernard and the terrain theory was really the more accurate one. If we can bolster our terrain, then we can handle the bugs. I'm not saying we're never going to get sick. I got sick even. But it lasted about 48 hours and done instead of 10 days.
Yeah.
So we need to know how to treat it when we do get it. We're going to get bugs, but if your terrain is optimized, it should be rare that you get a bug. And when you do get it, you should be able to lick it pretty quick and it not totally take you down. I knew my terrain got hit, and that's the first thing I do when I start to get a sniffle. Now I start looking at, well, what's my terrain been doing? What did we do before Christmas? On the 23rd, we got up at 3:30 in the morning because the kids sleep better and we drive better when the kids are sleeping better. So we get up super early and head out to Taos, and we spend 5 days in Taos and hiking up and down the mountain, not eating our good homemade food as much. We did pack a bunch, but it wasn't perfect. Ate a little more sugar than normal. But that's sleep deprivation. And that's with the baseline of having a new baby and we haven't had great sleep. You know, just real solid sleep for 5 months. But then you throw in that extra travel and stress of Christmas and yada, yada, yada. And then we turn from Taos and drive all the way to Belton. That's like an 11-hour drive from Taos. And so there's a lot of terrain hits there. And then, boom, got hit with a little bug. And then I hit my home remedies hard and I got better pretty quick. So you're going to get sick. It's a matter of trying to mitigate the damage. But I could have done a better job on my terrain too. But
I think the question comes into play with a lot of people as, you know, I'm kind of the one in the, I'm not, my wife is totally non-conventional. I mean, that's her approach. I get it. My approach has always been kind of a balancing act between conventional medicine and taking care of the tract, as you will, making sure I've got plenty of probiotics, those kinds of things. But when I got sick, it just irritates her to death. But the first time around, I was like, oh, give me some clarithromycin. And I took that for 10 days, and it cleaned it up. But then I fasted for 2 or 3 days because I like to fast and lose weight. Okay. And I can't say that the fasting did it, but it was just interesting that I did a 72-hour fast right after that. And then I got sick again. And so I thought, gee whiz, I got this stuff all over again. So I took another round of doxycycline for 10 days, 500 milligrams twice a day, did that, then fasted again and got sick again. And this time she said, would you knock it off with the antibiotics?
And she, imagine that she would have said that.
I know. She said that.
Well,
so,
what were you thinking?
So I did. I knocked it off, and I went the other route on the third time's a charm. And it worked, and I didn't take any antibiotics on the third time around and got the terrain right. She had also made mention, which is true, that probably I'd blown out that terrain with all those, you know, that's 20,000 milligrams of high-powered antibiotics on my system. And so you're in a weakened state. Yeah, it kills the bug, but what else is it killing?
It's killing all your good bugs. True. And I'm not antibiotic.
Right.
It can be life-saving.
Right.
When it's used appropriately, when you have a true infection that's causing these symptoms,
well,
and your body can't do it. And most of these people using antibiotics, it's not for bacterial. It's most people have a virus, and they're using the antibiotics, so it's just not appropriate. But then on top of that, a lot of these quote-unquote infections are actually overgrowths. I think we've talked about this a bunch. These naturally occurring at the time are allowed to overgrow. They just grow out of population to the point they can cause symptoms. And so, again, that goes back to terrain. When the body's terrain is optimized, it doesn't allow these bugs to overgrow, like E. coli. E. coli causes bladder infections, but E. coli is in us all the time. Why does it, you know, what allows it to cause a bladder infection? Well, when the terrain gets off enough where it can overgrow. So it's really overgrowth of these bacteria that cause a problem. So it's not that I'm anti-antibiotic. It's just we can't ignore the terrain. And
yeah,
then use antibiotics appropriately when needed. And you'll just find that it'll be very, very rare that you'll really need it. Like, I mean, my kids, I've got 6 kids now. and most kids, your standard American kid these days, you know, 3 or 4 rounds of antibiotics by the time they're going into grade school is probably the norm, or probably that's too low, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it may be 3 or 4 a year. But the point is, 6 kids and no antibiotics except for our very first kid who's 14 now. Cade is 14, and he got around antibiotics when he was a baby, you know, 14 years ago before I knew about all this stuff I know now. And I'm not saying that braggingly. I'm just saying a fact that when you raise these kids with terrain and that's optimized, they're not eating sugar all day and drinking sugar all day, and they're getting decent sleep and exercise and plenty of color in their diet and some fermented foods pretty regularly and some bone broth pretty regularly, their terrain just stays optimized.
Yeah.
They don't need antibiotic. And people look at me like, you're crazy. Your kids haven't had antibiotics. You've got 6 kids and they don't have antibiotics. And we don't deprive them of antibiotics. If they need it, well, of course, we're going to give it to them. But
question.
They haven't needed it. And it's not coincidental, I don't think, 6 kids that don't need antibiotics.
Emma has had the sinus stuff for 3 weeks, and I've been hitting her with stuff. Is it time to just give it up and say, okay, antibiotic or just?
My general rule of thumb is 7 to 10 days is a pretty good sort of marker to look at. When I start thinking antibiotics for my patients, I mean, that's in the conventional world a pretty good rule of thumb too. So, yes, would be my first answer, but my second answer is going to be, what have you hit her with? Probably you, because you know a lot, have hit her with a lot of stuff. But I'm going to make sure that if it's sinus, that we've rinsed the sinuses really good with at least saline, if not a little silver added to it, or that we've put some nebulized silver possibly in a nebulizer and had the kids breathe that, or we'll do just some essential oils in the humidifiers, even rub essential oils on the sinus, you know, on the cheekbones, oregano oil in particular.
I did not such a good job with two of the girls. I forgot one small thing. It was a carrier oil, but I took garlic, organic garlic clove, mashed it up, put it on their feet before bed, put socks on, and then I went to bed. They get up probably 30, 40 minutes later. What? They're on fire.
Little bit burning.
It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Of course, they don't like, you know, let me forget that. They're like, Mom, I still have burn marks on my
feet. They'll
be
telling that story at your graveside, probably.
So sorry. Guess I should have oil. I do it to my feet, and I'm fine.
Well, girls, if y'all are listening, I'm telling you, your mom was on the right track. Just a little technique was off. Because what you were going for there is allicin, actually. That's the compound in garlic that's been highly studied. It's in the literature, evidence-based. This isn't hocus-pocus stuff. It's a great antimicrobial. It kills bacteria in particular, allicin.
It's like, see, girls, this natural stuff is really potent. I just proved it.
You can get it just in a capsule form, and it's one of those kind of recommended, have it in your medicine cabinet, because these infections always hit you at the middle of the night, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So allicin is a component in garlic that's really, really good for those kind of bugs.
I'll tell you what helped me on the third time around was a combination of grapefruit seed extract and black seed oil. And also I did the beet juice, celery,
gut shot deal.
Yep. I did that along with the echinacea.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, I got over it really quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was like bang.
Well, it's surprising how many, when you really go look in the literature, there's lots of documentations of the antiviral and antibacterial, antifungal properties of a lot of these things, like the grapefruit seed extract, olive leaf extract, black cumin seed extract or oil, which is what you're talking about, black seed oil.
That's what I took, yeah.
The allicin from the garlic, echinacea. There's all kinds of evidence out there. But we're not taught it in school, so the doctors don't know about it, so no one really
preaches it. So in other words, like if you go to the doc in the box on the corner someplace, walk-in clinic, the first thing they're going to do is say, okay, what's your symptoms? We all know the drill. The doctor meets with you for less than 60 seconds, writes you a script, and have you on your way. But they're never going to sit there and go, oh, well, let's try these avenues for the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
And if you don't get to feeling better fairly quickly, come back, and then we'll prescribe the antibiotic to you. That doesn't happen in the doc in the box. We all know that, right?
Right. Well, and the problem there, number one, the doc in the box doesn't even know what to say because we weren't trained in these different therapies.
That's fair. Right.
Number two, if he did go learn it on his own somehow, he listened to this show and he got interested and he went and did some PubMed research and found out, well, then you actually got to take the time in the room with the patient to do it. Well, you've got 80 cases of flu sitting on your waiting room, and you're getting slammed. Mm-hmm. And the patient's expecting, you know, the prescription. And so for you to put the brakes on and try to do some patient education there in the room, that's going to take a few minutes that you don't really have. And the patient's not receptive to it if they're not really looking for that and they don't believe in it. So then you got to really educate them hardcore. It just takes time. But then third is it may not work because a lot of these don't work very well if the terrain's totally jacked up, meaning, you know, that patient's going to run to the health food store and get some garlic, but then they're going to stop back at McDonald's on their way home and drink some Coke and chicken McNuggets while they're heading to the house. The point is these more natural therapies, they work in conjunction with your body's own immune system. Sugar kills your immune system. Stress kills your immune system. Standard American diet kills your immune system. So, you know, there's a lot of challenges there to going the more natural route, I guess you'd say. But for someone who is lined out already in the more of a healthy diet and lifestyle, these modalities typically work really well, especially if you start them quick.
Well, not only that, but it also prevents you from getting sick in the first place.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
If you're, like you said, it all, I mean, really, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, but it all starts in the gut to begin with, right?
Absolutely.
If your gut is jacked to the wall,
yep,
then you're really behind the eight ball.
Yeah. People don't realize 80% of their immune system is in the gut. It's called the gastric associated lymphatic tissue GALT, G-A-L-T. That's 80% of your troops, 80% of your Marines and Navy SEALs and paratroopers and all that. It's right there inside the wall of your gut. So if the gut is inflamed, if the probiotic flora, all the good bacteria in the gut are compromised, those bacteria in the gut actually talk to the white blood cells, the Marines, your immune system cells. They're talking back and forth. So if you don't have the right gut flora talking to your Marines the right way, then your Marines don't work right.
And I read, so the gut's huge. Your lymphatic system doesn't have its own pump, right?
Correct, yeah.
So that's why I make people rebound.
It's a whole system of vessels up and down the body, just like your blood vessels, but the blood vessels have a pump that move that fluid around. Or as Dr. Thomas Cowan would say, it's more of a hydraulic pump than a pressure pump, but different story. The lymphatic vessels don't have a pump, you're right. So they have to move. The theory is it's the muscles that do the work, that kind of these vessels go through the body and they're kind of intertwined amongst the muscles, and the muscles contracting and just you moving, exercising, walking, getting up and down, squatting, trampolining, movement in general will help the lymphatics flow. Professor Pollock, University of Washington, that we had on a few weeks ago with structured water, he has a theory that the lymphatic fluid's actually structured and therefore will self-propel itself based off the electromagnetic, the positive-negative charges repelling each other. And again, that's kind of another story too. The point you're making, Melody, is you need to move to get your lymphatics flowing. You don't want the lymphatics sitting there stagnant, full of all these bacterial and viral parts. You know, that's where the immune system dumps all this waste product that, you know, the Marines are out there chewing up all the bad guys and they dump them into the lymphatics.
So when you get the swollen lymph nodes, mm-hmm. you know that it's collecting gunk in there.
Yeah, that's the immune system's fired up, killing a bunch of stuff, and all the bad guys are going into the lymphatics to get disposed of. And there's a lot of patients, if you can get a good lymphatic massage or a lymphatic therapist to do some work on you, can feel tremendously better, just getting your lymphatics flowing. But movement, exercise, rebounding, those tiny little trampolines you just kind of hop up and down on in your bedroom, that works great.
I mean, yeah, I did that.
There's
fun.
Books
there's
written about that.
There's tons of YouTube workouts to those things.
Yeah. Well, and there's lots of literature, too. There's a book from the 1970s, Rebounding Your Way to Health or something like that. I'll have to find it, maybe get the author on here to interview him. But he goes through all the research of how great rebounding is for health.
There's some hilarious videos out there. I mean, they got the leg warmers on and everything. Some of them are like really old. Some
is there
of them
a Richard Simmons
even in,
one?
I haven't seen that. But
it
some
wasn't
of them
Jack LaLanne, was it?
No, but it's definitely 80s.
You know, you may have to put some YouTube videos out there, Melody.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's, you know, Jack really LaLanne, what did he live? Almost be 100 or something.
Yeah. It would be.
I mean, he was all about, you know, he did rebounding and all that kind of stuff.
He was before his time.
But so did Dr. Wright. Y'all remember Dr. Wright.
Yeah.
You know, Dr.
Wright. He was a rebounder?
He was, and we talked about that here on his radio show back when he was doing it on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. And he was a big believer in it. And he was a real big believer in grapefruit seed extract, all this stuff before everybody was really talking about it all that much.
That's amazing how he knew all that.
Yeah, he did. And I would look at him and go, really, Dr. Rod? Really? jumping on this little trampoline? Oh, yeah, the lymphatic system. It kind of helps with detox.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was so wild. I mean,
you can go to Walmart, get one for $25, I think.
But I did do it, and it helped.
Academy has one for about $40. If you want to go really crazy, you can get the Bellicons, and they're like $700. They're German made, and they have bungee cords, not springs.
Yeah.
That's I feel kind of foolish doing it, really. But she continued to push me to get on it while I was sick, and I did it every day for 15 minutes.
Did you feel foolish when you took 20,000 milligrams of antibiotics over 20 days?
No, because I'm a conventional guy. Yeah. And I felt like, okay, I mean, and that's what you said earlier is spot on. I mean, literally spot on. Most people out there, even if they've been exposed to some of this kind of information before, when they get sick, they don't want to do any of that. Give me a pill, man. Yeah. Make me whole again. And that's the way I am. I'm such a baby.
And y'all don't realize how much a patient's expectation on a doctor influences a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doctors are in business to make money, too. I mean, they got to keep their doors open. They can't be getting bad reviews on Google or whatever. And if someone's sick and fevering and coughing up a lung and they go into their doctor and their doctor says, no, you don't need an antibiotic. I mean, that can make them mad. And doctors know this, and they don't want mad patients. So there's some of that comes into play.
Maddie ran a fever, and I didn't immediately go give her a Motrin or anything. I'm like, let's just wait. You know, that's going to help your body kill off all that bacteria.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard. They're sitting there like, oh.
Yeah.
When are you going to give me a Motrin? You said you would. She said that as a little
bit. That's another story.
There's a lot of things we do to treat symptoms that sometimes we should, sometimes we shouldn't. I mean, but overall, I mean, this is getting real broad again, but boy, when you look at our health outcomes in America, it sure would make you question everything we do in the health realm because we get the worst health outcomes. I mean, even in kiddos, we've talked about before, our infant mortality rate's the highest in the world of industrialized countries. It's the highest, even some non-industrialized countries.
Well, let me ask you this, since I totally jacked my terrain up with 20,000 milligrams of antibiotics on the first and second round of illness.
Okay, he'll listen to you, Dr. Edwards.
Oh, yeah, see, I'll listen to you, but not her. You know how this works.
That's a privilege of having the initials. Sorry, Melanie.
Whatever. So... how long is it going to take me to rebound? I'm doing the right thing as far as the terrain now. I mean, taking the gut shots and doing all those things. How long does it take before I get the healthy bacteria levels up again? And I probably wiped them out with antibiotics, but.
Yeah, you did.
yeah, you did.
How long it takes you to get it back, it's kind of like asking me how many scoops of dirt will tell me to fill this hole in. I mean, it depends on how deep and wide the hole is. I'm not exactly sure. There's lots of things that will influence that. So I would say in an otherwise healthy person, if they're being really aggressive with fermented foods, sauerkraut, kimchi, kombuchas, water kefir, stuff like that. I mean, bacteria replicate real rapidly. As you found out as you got sick, the bad bacteria were replicating very rapidly.
They
got you real sick real fast. The good bacteria can replicate very rapidly too. So you can turn a gut around pretty quick. I mean, 2 to 4 weeks probably. If you were being really aggressive with a lot of fermented foods, I'd probably throw some Restore, Dr. Zach Bush's product.
I've used that.
I'd throw it in there.
That's
it's that
stuff.
Communicating molecule, the redox molecule that helps those bacteria communicate to each other and replicate better.
And if you're drinking alcohol during this time, is that going to kill the good flora as well?
Yeah, alcohol is not a great fermented product to consume. It's a different fermentation process that's probably going to impede the good gut flora. But
I have so many issues in this control room.
I think Wade has rigged your mic there, Melody. I'm sorry. Kind of just fell apart. Might need to do a marital counseling session here in a minute. Seeing some tension.
Okay,
a little bit of tension in the room.
I got that fixed for
her. Get Jamie in here. Why can't she come do shows too? That would be really fun.
I'll talk to her about that and see what we can do.
I think people would like to hear that.
I think you might be onto something there.
So.
You've always wanted to talk about peace too, and she's kind of the one that.
Yeah, let's get
her. She can help bring
up
peace.
Yeah, that's all good, right?
We'll do all four of us do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
we'll
take a quick break here. Of course, if you have a question along the way, feel free to give us a call. We'll fix the microphone. We'll be right back. Vitamins Plus is a full-line health food store located inside Drug Emporium on the corner of 82nd Slide Road. Right now, we have a very large selection of natural cold, flu, and allergy remedies. It's that time of year to build up your immunity to help you fight off this year's bugs. If we don't have it in stock, what you're looking for, then we can special order it. Texas owned and operated for over 20 years. Good for you groceries at great for you prices. That's Vitamins Plus inside Drug Emporium, 82nd and Slide Road. Get by and see us today.
When in need of a new door or windows for your home, I highly recommend Day Window and Door Company of Lubbock. Now, they've been serving West Texas for over 40 years. Recipients of numerous homeowner satisfaction awards, renewal by Anderson Window Replacement, recruited Day Window and Door Company because they know that a reputable dealer cannot be replaced. Renewal by Anderson is now a division of Day Window and Door Company. They never subcontract their installation, therefore they warranty their labor. They always offer free in-home estimates, referrals on request, and expert installers that are background checked, bonded, licensed, and insured. At Day Window and Door Company, it's not just a window, it's a permanent relationship. Give them a call like I did for my home at 771-4998. That's 771-4998. See the website renewalwesttexas.com. Right now at Day Window and Door Company, we are hiring professional installers. So give us a call at 771-4998.
For those new moms in town, Breastfeeding Boulevard at South Plains Medical Service at 2854 34th Street is the place for you. They have an extensive selection of maternity and nursing needs for you and your baby. Choose from a large selection of maternity and nursing bras and get a certified fitting while you're there as well. They also have Bosom Baby nursing pillows, Medela electric breast pumps available for purchase or rental, and a medical-grade baby scale in-house so mom or dad can stop by and get an accurate weight of your baby free of charge. Be sure to ask them about their cuddle tugs created by Jennifer Stevens, former Lady Raider basketball player. South Plains Medical Service, open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, as well as weekend appointments. Located at 2854 34th Street, give them a call so they can help you with all your nursing needs at 795-9118. That's 795-9118.
Listen to your body. It may be telling you it's missing something. When we're missing omega-3s, we can feel run down, stiff, achy, or have a hard time focusing and handling stress. Omega-3s are vastly deficient in the American food supply, and we can't achieve optimal health without them. Nordic Naturals fish oils provide a convenient way to get the omega-3s you need and deliver industry-leading purity, freshness, and taste. Visit Natural Health Market at 4414 82nd Street in the Village Shopping Center.
Today I have with me Morley Robbins from the Magnesium Advocacy Group. Morley, here in Lubbock, most of us really suffer with allergies, especially when the cotton is being harvested. Can you tell us about the imbalance of copper and iron and how it leads to allergy issues?
Absolutely. It's actually fascinating. We don't realize that this reaction that we have is actually taking place inside the liver and that there needs to be a very delicate balance between copper and iron. And in a healthy liver, there needs to be more copper than iron. We've all been raised to think that the liver is an iron organ, and it's not. All of the organs are actually very dependent on copper. It's where they get their energy and get their function. But the other side of it is the human body has the immune system, and there's two branches of it. There's what's called the innate immune system and the acquired immune system. And so the acquired is really relating to how we respond to our environment, the things that we're exposed to in life, and like foods and airborne allergens and things like that. And just a few weeks ago, I was reading about the immunoglobulin response, which is what an allergic response is. It's called IgG. Well, that immunoglobulin response is triggered by too much unbound iron. It's fascinating. And what most people don't realize is that copper and iron are a ventriloquist act. And it turns out iron's the dummy, so that means that copper is pretty darn important. And if there's not enough bioavailable copper, because it isn't in your diet, then you're going to have a greater allergic response.
All right, folks, if you'd like to learn more, go to Morley's Facebook page, Magnesium Advocacy Group, or you can visit his website, gotmag.org.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580. Of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. And, of course, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, here on the show, health coach Melody Wilkes. Along the way, phone lines are always open, text line available if you have any questions. So, 806-745-5800. So, 2018, we were going to spend the next half of the show talking about not only what's happening at Veritas Medical, but just, you know, things that I guess as we maybe look back, but also look forward into the new year, predictions there, Dr. Edwards, about what's happening.
Well, as far as Veritas goes, we've got one goal in mind, which number one, educate the truth, to folks. We want people to be empowered. I mean, the name of the show, You're the Cure. We know the body's well designed and it's designed to function normally. It's designed to kill these little viruses that happen upon us every now and again. It's designed to keep blood sugar normal, blood pressure normal, everything normal. We shouldn't be diseased beings like Americans are. Pre-World War II, we're the healthiest group in the world. 4% of Americans had a chronic disease back in the early 1900s. Now we're the sickest country in the world. There's a reason for that, and it's not because of a lack of a man-made chemical pharmaceutical deficiency in our body. So that's always at the top of our mindset for every New Year's resolution is continue to educate the truth, continue to find ways to get the message out. I was just saying off the air that I'm still frustrated a little bit. People don't know we're here in Lubbock. I hear it every week. I have a patient come in saying, man, I wish I would have known about y'all earlier. I didn't even know y'all existed. So finding a way to spread this message, spread this gospel of truth more is always our goal, so that people can be well and go be who God made them to be. People don't need to be sick, especially these kids. 50% of our kids have a chronic disease now, and it's outrageous that that's
and
the case.
And cancer rates. It's
ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah, and it's diet and lifestyle. The research tells us it's diet and lifestyle, but no one is preaching it. No one's addressing it. No one's treating that way. So we'll continue to do that. And then specifically for our patients, our members, we're always looking for a way to help them not only steward their health, but their dollars. So we're always looking at our model, a way to deliver high quality care in a loving way, in a cost effective way, and to build this community that we're of people that believe, you know, like-minded things like we do. And so with that being said, we are working on a way to get our cost in line. You know, when people are healthy, my wife and I, this all started with my wife and I talking over the holidays. I said, Jamie, what if I wasn't a doctor, but there was Veritas and we were members there, we were patients there, but we were healthy, you know, like we are now. We've implemented the truth. We walk it out every day as best we can, and we're healthy. And I mean, my kids haven't needed an antibiotic in all these years. We don't go to the doctor. You know, what would we want in a clinic? And we looked at each other and said, well, we wouldn't need one. You know, we wouldn't need a clinic. We wouldn't need a doctor. Well, occasionally we cut our finger, need stitches. Well, occasionally one of the kids might need a strep test. You know, it could happen. You know, it'd be nice to be still associated with somebody for when we needed them. And then we came to that conclusion, well, Liberty HealthShare, which is our health care provider, it's a Christian HealthShare ministry. You know, they're pretty inexpensive compared to health insurance, but they cover, as part of their kind of benefits package, they cover membership to a clinic like mine up to $45 a month for myself to be a member at Veritas. And, of course, our membership's $85. So I told Jamie, well, it'd be not, you know, if Veritas were $45 a month, then I'd keep them and, you know, we'd keep our family going there if we were healthy and never needed them, but wanted them to still have them available in case we did. So that got me thinking, I started doing the math. What if all of our patients were healthy, only needed us once a year, came in one time a year for an annual visit? What would those numbers look like on the business side? You know, based on how many nurse practitioners I have and the staffing and my salaries and my, you know, my bills and all that. And it turned out it worked out at $45 a month. The math worked. If people were healthy and they only utilized this once a year. So it just really intrigued me when I started running all this through my head. Man, Liberty Health Share is the cheapest health insurance around. It's not health insurance. You know, it's a health share, but you know what I'm saying. But they're pretty much identical. It's the cheapest thing around, Liberty. And they pay for Veritas, $45 at least. So if I drop Veritas membership to $45, it's free. Veritas is free. All that we provide, the amazing outcomes we get, that our patients get when they implement the truth. So you're going to get the best health outcomes, and it'd be free except for your Liberty premium. So anyways, all this to say, I'm really working on for our members who are healthy and only come in once a year, have implemented the truth and are walking it out. I'm trying to figure out a way to drop their price. So I haven't worked out all the details. My office manager, if she's listening to the radio show, is going to kill me when I get back to the clinic because the phones are going to blow up with all these questions. Dr. Edwards said so. Listeners, don't call the clinic. This isn't official yet. I haven't worked out every detail yet because obviously everyone's going to want to go for this cheap option, but it doesn't work unless you're well. So who defines if you're well? We do. And that's probably what it's going to come down to. Each patient will have to visit with me one time, and I'll have to give the official seal of approval. And what I think I'm really going to do is a 12-week course. Once a week, a class, once a week for about a 45-minute class, once a week for 12 weeks. You have to take my class, pass it. There will be a test. You have to pass it. And then your nurse practitioner, when they see you and tell you that, yep, you're healthy, see you in a year. And once you've passed their test of health, then maybe we'll be able to get you into that category that's a little more reasonably priced. I had a family from out of town call. I think they're Denver City. It's $2,400 a year for a family, husband, wife, and a bunch of kids. That's a chunk of change. You could argue that, yeah, it's worth it. $2,400 a year is not that bad to have access to a clinic like Veritas. But still, people are on a budget and understand that. And his family's healthy. That's the point when he emailed was, guys, I love y'all. We've been patients for a while. You've got us healthy. You know, it's great. We haven't even been in a year. We're so healthy.
Right.
That's our goal. You know, that's what I preach all the time. We want you to be healthy and not need a doctor. So all these things have really got me starting to think, put your money where your mouth is. You're teaching them. You're preaching it. You really want them to be healthy and not need a doctor. So what if they get there? Drop the price. So that's one big thing we're working on. Another big thing is an app for our members. We want it to be even easier to be a Veritas member. A one-touch, click to message your practitioner, a one-touch click to get a recipe, to get, a home remedy. Like you get the flu, you want to see what we recommend on the home remedies page.
That's a great idea.
That's cool, yeah.
So just an app to make it easier to get a refill or to get an appointment or whatever you need. And a whole new EMR system. We're customizing, having a system built. So all this will be integrated, our billing, financial system, our electronic medical record, so the patient's chart, our websites, all our support websites like the education and kitchen. All of it will be integrated into one app. So that'll be really nice. And of course, we're always looking to spread this clinic model to other communities, and there's a potential for that happening. I can't announce that today, but there's a potential for that. Another town coming up not too long from now. So lots of cool things on the horizon, but probably one of the biggest things is what Morley and I, Morley Robbins, if you're new to the show, you don't know Morley, but go back in the archives and listen. We interviewed Morley Robbins probably 10 different times in the summer and fall of 2017. And the deeper understanding that he's given us in regards to minerals, in particular, excess iron driving oxidative stress in the body, and then a lack of copper, bioavailable copper, and magnesium in the body. What this does to disrupt our terrain. We've been talking terrain on the first half of the show, and how do you kill these viruses and bugs and bacteria? Well, your immune system is completely hampered, or one hand is tied behind its back when you have excess iron. Too much iron in your immune system, in your body, it will affect your immune system. the macrophage, which is the Pac-Man of the immune system, it travels around gobbling up the bad guys. Well, the macrophage can't work right when it has too much iron in it. And that understanding that Morley's brought and all the research that he's brought and continues to send me almost on a daily basis, and over the holidays, the stuff that Morley sent was just all about the immune system and how this iron just blows your immune system to smithereens, and that copper, bioavailable copper, is absolutely essential for your neutrophils. That's another cell of your immune system, another one of your troops. And the neutrophil can't work without bioavailable copper. So that's really exciting for me to continue to learn all the mineral protocols and implement them in our patients. We're already seeing the results. So that's probably one thing we'll be doing in 2018 is testimonials. I focus in 2017 on bringing a lot of experts into the radio and interviewing them on the show. I think we're going to bring in some patients and let them just tell their stories.
That's good.
Because we're starting to really – we've always had testimonials. They're all on our website. But what I'm most excited about is some of these non-responsive patients that we've had over the past 3 or 4 years. They've gotten some better, not all the way better, or they haven't got any better. And now when we get the minerals right, boom, all of a sudden they're good. I mean, we've had – 5 or 6 patients get off their thyroid hormone replacement, which I thought was impossible. I mean, medically, I thought it was impossible. In my spirit, I knew just God's design. I felt like, man, there's got to be some way. Why is everybody's thyroid not working? Why is everybody on thyroid meds?
Yeah, right.
We've had 5 or 6 ladies come off their thyroid meds by getting their minerals in order. Their actual thyroid hormone or gland starts to wake up, make their own hormone again. It's clicking into its receptor again, and things are just working. Their thyroid blood works normal. Their temperatures are normal. Their dry skin and hair and cold feet, all gone.
Right.
So patient testimonials are huge, which I got to thinking this morning. I woke up early and was thinking about some of these testimonials, and one patient in particular, and this was from 3 or 4 years ago, but this guy was on 520 units of insulin. He's a diabetic, and which 500 units of insulin is outrageous. I'd never heard of anybody being on anything over probably 200 units of insulin is a lot of insulin. So this guy was on over 500, and in 6 months, he's off all of it, and his blood sugar's normal. I mean, it's just unheard of, and testimonials like that are powerful to motivate people. But the funny part is, this is what I thought of this morning. I always knew testimonials were powerful, and then it clicked, it dawned on me, hey, Ben, those are anecdotal. Anecdotal aren't reliable. You can't use anecdotal evidence. That's what doctors will say. That's what the medical schools teach us. That's what the literature and the scientists say is anecdotal evidence. That's not quality evidence. That's not something you can use. That won't hold up. Anecdotal evidence in a medical doctor's mind is useless, and they won't even listen to it. You can't even get it published. How ironic is that?
Yeah.
It's an anecdotal, it's a testimony of a patient on 500 units of insulin, and now he's off and his blood sugar's normal. That's a powerful testimony, and the medical world's not even going to listen to it. So that really, when that hit me this morning, I thought, man, what a deception that we can't, as medical doctors, look at anecdotal evidence. We can't look at, especially when it's your own patient. And that's the thing, is when it's your own patient that you had for 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 years and you put them on all these meds, and then in a matter of months, they're off. I mean, that's powerful. I never had any endocrinologists at UT Houston, at MD Anderson, Herman Hospital, LBJ, Methodist Hospital in Houston, any endocrinologist in Waco where I did my family practice training, or any endocrinologists I ever referred to here in Lubbock. And I'm not talking bad about endocrinologists. I'm just saying they're the experts of diabetes. I never had a single endocrinologist ever share with me a story of a patient coming off their insulin and their blood sugar staying normal, much less 500 units of insulin.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, that's got to raise your eyebrows some when you hear a testimonial like that. And, of course, now we see it all the time. It's just like, I mean, maybe it's more widely accepted in across the medical world now that diabetes is reversible. As Dr. Jason Fung so aptly puts it in his book, it's a reversible dietary disease. Even though the American Diabetes Association says it's a chronic progressive disease. So anyways, kind of a
By the way, I got that book. It's a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it to him for Christmas.
Yeah, I read it. I read it. It's phenomenal.
It is. And I think I'm going to start my talks. I've got like 7 talks lined up for January across the community here. I'm going to start with asking people, and we'll just do it right now on the radio. Even though I can't see the audience, I'll say, raise your hand if you think you can treat gangrene, you can cure gangrene with Tylenol or ibuprofen. You know, there won't be a single hand that's going to raise up in the audience when I ask that question. Because we all know, of course, you can't just treat gangrene with Tylenol. It'll bring your fever down. It'll bring your symptom down, but it's not going to cure the problem. And of course, I'm using Dr. Fung's analogy with diabetes and blood sugar and insulin resistance. Blood sugar is your symptom. Your high blood sugar is your symptom. And your pills and insulin shots will bring that number down, but it's not going to fix the problem. It's not going to cure the gangrene. It's not going to fix insulin resistance. So we can start to frame this conversation like that, root cause versus symptom treatment. But these testimonials will be huge as we get these patients in here. It's good for the other people out there in the public who have diseases or symptoms to hear from people that had similar diseases and symptoms that they can have improvement if they try to address root causes.
Well, and I think that what we're at right now, and one of the things I've been noticing over the last, say, 2 or 3 years, really, and I've hosted a lot of medical shows here on the radio for over 20 years. We've been doing these types of programming and shows, is that you see more and more people that are into the information, but will they act upon the information? That seems like, for example,
part.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like in Melody's situation, you know, she got her, you know, got her health coaching certificate. Now she's working on the Morley Project, doing all these things, and very well studied, knows the stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll have friends that'll say, well, you asked your wife this, this, and this. I'm feeling bad. I don't feel good. And then she'll say it, and then they don't do it. And I didn't even do that in my own house. And my point being is that it's out there, it's available, but getting people to respond to it.
Yep.
Maybe that's the goal of 2018.
Why?
It's the educational piece.
Why can you know the truth but not want to follow through with it? That's the
Maybe that's the New Year's resolution, right?
Part of it, they don't fully know the truth. Because to know it, I mean, know it in your heart, you can't turn away from that. So they don't fully believe it, is what I think. And number two, why would you fully believe it when the nightly news and the Health Beat and, you know, all these other outlets aren't preaching it? And, well, it couldn't be true. So there's just enough doubt and enough disbelief.
But you just listen to any pharmaceutical ad and you're like, my gosh, why would you? We were listening to, was it Chantix or something to get off nicotine?
Yeah, Chantix.
It was like depression, suicidal thoughts,
oh,
anxiety.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like,
I know.
Well, smoke your cigarette. That would be better than
And another part is human nature is we're not going to change until we're forced to. And the people that come to our clinic, they're forced to. They're so sick. I would say 98% of people that come to our clinic, they are so sick. They've tried everything. And they're just, I mean, they're in bad, bad shape. So basically they're being forced to, even if they don't believe that this is the truth, they're in such bad shape, they're willing to give it a try. And then they start to see the results.
That or die.
Yeah. So that is the challenge because I'm passionate about this, obviously. I think people can tell that. I hate to see people sit around and wait till they're that sick that they're forced to make a change. How can I get them? Like I'll be at Keller Williams Realty. Here in town, I think next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about this in my head. All right, I'm going to go talk to 100 realtors or however many will be there and staff and all that. They're probably not sick. How do I – and it's the same challenge I have all the time. I speak to Region 17 superintendents on Wednesday. You know, I go to these folks to talk to them, and they're not sick. But that's my goal is to get them convinced now. Before you ever need to even look us up as a clinic and come see us as a patient, I want to get you convinced now to make these changes. And I'm with you, Wade. I mean, it's hard. Out of the group of superintendents I'm talking to Wednesday, I don't know, probably 10%, maybe, that's probably pushing it, are going to go home and actually change. Because if they don't think they're sick, why would they change? And, well, we've learned to just put up with symptoms where we don't realize these symptoms are actually the sickness. You know, that little bit of headache, little bit of fatigue, little bit of brain fog, little bit of ache and pain, little bit of reflux that you just deal with or live with or pop a pill for. You don't really think you're sick. Well, those are all big red flags. Those are big warning lights on the dashboard going off. So that might be part of it, coming up with a way to show people you really are sick. These are all lit fuses. Now, you're going to just be trying to put Band-Aids on it until the bomb blows up in 10 years and you have your heart attack, your cancer, your whatever. So trying to convince people of a lit fuse being the actual big problem and let's reverse it. That's a big challenge.
That's the challenge, is it not? I mean, it's huge. It's, you can give all the talks, do all the radio shows you want. You can do all the – and I'm and sure, I see it all the time, including in my own – it's taken me, for example, even in my own life, to start saying, yeah, there's something to all this, and I need to get on – the ship is leaving the dock as far as my own health.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as I approach, you know, middle age and being middle-aged, I can't get away with the things I was doing in my 20s that I can't do that. If I continue in that lifestyle, I may not live to see 65.
Right.
If I keep eating crap and not doing the right thing and on and on and on. It goes, and so, but I think we as people, unless something comes on suddenly, like a cancer or something, but for the most part, most of us, it happens so slowly over time that we don't recognize it until you're a complete basket case.
You know, 3 years ago in January, that was my New Year's resolution, was to get to the bottom of why I felt so bad. Mm. And it's been a long journey, but gosh, I've learned a ton.
Yeah.
Along the way. Well, but geez. I was just like, I can't. I turned 40 and like stuff just went downhill. I was like, I cannot live like this and I'm too young to be feeling like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it takes people to get that feeling that bad before they finally.
Well, and it's not just so many people would say, here we are 2018, New Year's resolution. I'm just going to go to the gym and work out all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not that. I mean, that, again, I'm not saying workout's not good, of course. But the fact of the matter is there's so much more to it than just that.
Right.
And so many people, and they'll tell you every gym across town will see a massive increase in gym memberships for the next 90 days.
Yeah.
And then by the time spring break hits, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
It's being able to have a lifestyle change and stick with that lifestyle change.
Right.
But you got to have the knowledge piece of it before you can make the change.
Well, if you don't understand or believe that diet and lifestyle are the cause of Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer, autoimmune disease, and everything else, if you don't understand that causal effect, that cause and effect relationship, then you're not going to make the change. So it all boils down to the education. We've got to get people educated and convinced that what I'm putting in my mouth and how I'm living my life today is what's going to cause me to be sick or prevent me from being sick down the road. And we're in such a microwave society. It's all about right this second. You know, what makes me feel good right this second? Well, sugar's going to make you feel good right this second because it jacks your dopamine, your pleasure hormone, through the roof. And just like any addictive thing, sugar's a drug just like all the other drugs, and it will make you feel good in the moment. And that's one of the biggest problems is we're all hooked on that drug. And you ask someone to come off a drug, they're going to feel really bad. But you're telling them, no, this is healthy. So now all of a sudden they're associating feeling bad with health. No, that can't be. And it's just all this, and it's not adding up. So you really, really, really got to educate them. But who has time to get educated? We're busy going to school and working and making money and doing this and taking kids everywhere. And to sit down and turn off your social media or turn off whatever, talk radio and news and actually learn the truth. I mean, it's asking a lot.
Yeah, no, so, no, that's right.
That's why it's these testimonies, I think, of these sick people that maybe will be impactful and can open some eyes. But bottom line, I think most people end up just having to get sick, unfortunately.
And they have to get to the end of the rope before they go, I've got to make that lifestyle change or I'm going to the grave.
Yeah, but the good thing is we're seeing lots of people getting sick. I mean, that's well, not good, but when half your kids have a chronic disease in America, it's ridiculous.
You know, it's not even kids. Our daughter works at Regal Pet Hotel. Mm. There's obese animals that are on diabetic medicine.
Oh, my word.
It's like, now, come on now. Mm-hmm. That dog's only going to eat what you give it.
Yep. It's crazy. we're killing our animals now.
Yeah.
Diet like the standard American animal
diet. It's
getting
our pets, too.
Well, and I just have to throw in there, since you brought it up, Wade, on the gym membership, and I heard it so many times over the holidays about calories. I just want to throw my book at the TV. Even that head guy of Men's Health, the editor, the founder of Men's Health magazine, he was on one of those morning shows, Good Morning America or something. And he was giving tips for the New Year's. He said, yeah, one tip is turn your thermostat down to 63 degrees and keep it there all the time. Because when you're cold, you burn more calories. And I just thought, oh my. He said, put a sweater on and just be cold. And I thought, that's how crazy is that? But that's based in the old thought, and it's false, that it's all about calories. Calories in, calories out, burn more out than you put in. I'm with you. Exercise is good for oxygenation purposes. We need to oxygenate the body. And how do you do that? You breathe more. How do you breathe more? By moving around more, whether you call it exercise or just go for a walk. So we need to move for the benefit of oxygenation, but not calories in, calories out. You don't go to the gym to burn more out than you ate so that you lose weight. It doesn't work.
Yeah, work out for 30 minutes and sit the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, you've got to move all throughout the day, and burning more out than you put in, whether you're doing your thermostat down at 63 to try to burn more calories, it's not about calories in, calories out. If you consistently eat less calories over many, many weeks and months, your body will adjust to that and say, oops, we're not eating many calories, so I'm going to turn my metabolic rate down. And that's what it does. It adjusts your metabolism down to match the low amount of calories that you're eating. And vice versa, eat 6,000 calories, the metabolism starts to move up. This is what the research shows and has shown for decades. But no one's really, for some reason, it's not been preached from the mountaintops like it should have been. It's out there. Gary Taubes does a great job of explaining this in his book, Good Calorie, Bad Calorie. His other book, Why We Get Fat, that's Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S. I'm sure he's on YouTube. We'll try to get him on the show. He's about to put another book out this year about sugar. The point is, you get fat when you spike your insulin. You spike insulin when you eat sugar and grain that turns into sugar. Insulin spikes lead to fat storage. So how do you get rid of fat? You get rid of your insulin spikes. How do you do that? You get rid of sugar and grains that spike your sugar. Corn, wheat, and rice are primarily the ones. Once you're at your ideal body weight, then you can consume a little bit of corn, wheat, rice, and sugar occasionally in moderation, like at holidays, etc. Not every day, all the time, 3 meals a day like everyone's doing. So that's the main primary driver of fat storage is insulin. And as Morley and I talked about, iron will do it too. When you've got too much iron in the body, then the macrophage, the Pac-Man, can't eat up your fat cells. So that's the number two thing to look at, the two I's, insulin and iron. And then the last thing is inflammation. Inflammation will make you store fat, and inflammation is driven mostly by excess iron. So it's the things we've talked about throughout the year that I don't even like to talk about weight anymore. I want people to just realize weight is just like blood pressure, blood sugar, and everything else. We're not going to focus on any of that because that's all smoke. Let's focus on the fire. That's like focusing on the temperature with gangrene. No, we're not going to focus on your temperature and just keep getting you Tylenol for your temperature. We're going to focus on the gangrene. Get the infection gone. Temperature comes down by itself. Same with weight, same with blood sugar, and same with blood pressure. All those numbers will come down. The scale will come down all by itself if you just deal with the root cause of your disorder. It's diet and lifestyle related. Eat real food, lots of color, high fat, moderate protein, low carb. You won't spike your insulin. You need to donate blood to get rid of iron. You need to get bioavailable copper through eating organ meats and whole food vitamin C. And all the things we've talked about with Morley the past few months, it's just bringing order to the body. And then the body will fix itself. All these issues like weight, sugar, and blood pressure will normalize.